arrow much farther than the archer could actually throw it. You can make one out of anything, so long as it looks right.
And then you can tell if magic is happening?
Yes, if that's what you're looking for. When you're good at it, you can use it to help you do magic yourself, to really focus on what you have to do. You can use it for protection, like a curse net, or to send a spell, or... Well, it's like those expensive penknives, you know? The ones with a tiny saw and a scissors and a toothpick, except that I don't think any witch has ever used a shamble as a toothpick. All young witches should learn how to make a shamble. Miss Level will help you.
Tiffany looked around the woods. The shadows were growing longer, but they didn't worry her. Bits of Miss Tick's teaching floated through her head. Always face what you fear. Have just enough money, never too much, and some string. Even if it's not your fault, it's your responsibility. Witches deal with things. Never stand between two mirrors. Never cackle. Do what you must do. Never lie, but you don't always have to be honest. Never wish. Especially don't wish upon a star which is astronomically stupid. Open your eyes, and then open your eyes again.
Miss Level has got long grey hair, has she? She said.
Oh, yes.
And she's quite a tall lady, just a bit fat, and she wears quite a lot of necklaces, Tiffany went on, and glasses on a chain, and surprisingly high-heeled boots. Miss Tick wasn't a fool. She looked around the clearing.
Where is she? She said.
Standing by the tree over there, said Tiffany. Even so, Miss Tick had to squint. What Tiffany had noticed was that witches filled space. In a way that was almost impossible to describe, they seemed to be more real than others around them. They just showed more. But if they didn't want to be seen, they became amazingly hard to notice. They didn't hide, they didn't magically fade away, although it might seem like that. But if you had to describe the room afterward, you'd swear there hadn't been a witch in it. They just seemed to let themselves get lost.
"Ah, yes, well done," said Miss Tick. "I was wondering when you'd notice."
"Ha!" thought Tiffany. Miss Level got realer as she walked towards them. She was all in black, but clattered slightly as she walked because of all the black jewellery she wore. And she did have glasses, too, which struck Tiffany as odd for a witch. Miss Level reminded Tiffany of a happy hen, and she had two arms, the normal number.
"Ah, Miss Tick," she said, "and you must be Tiffany Aching."
Tiffany knew enough to bow, witches don't curtsy unless they want to embarrass Roland.
"I'd just like to have a word with Miss Level, Tiffany, if you don't mind," said Miss Tick meaningfully. "Senior witch business."
"Ha," thought Tiffany again, because she liked the sound of it.
"I'll just go and have a look at the tree then, shall I?" she said with what she hoped was withering sarcasm.
"I should use the bushes if I were you, dear," Miss Level called after her. "I don't like stopping once we're airborne."
There were some holly bushes that made a decent screen, but after being talked to as though she was 10 years old, Tiffany would rather have allowed her bladder to explode.
"I beat the Queen of the Fairies," she thought as she wandered into the woods. "All right, I'm not sure how, because it's all like a dream now, but I did do it." She was angry at being sent away like that. A little respect wouldn't hurt, would it? That's what the old witch Mistress Weatherwax had said, wasn't it?
"I show you respect, as you in turn will respect me."
Mistress Weatherwax, the witch who all the other witches secretly wanted to be like, had showed her respect. So you'd think the others could make a bit of an effort in that department. She said, "See me," and stepped out of herself and walked away toward Miss Tick and Miss Level in her invisible ghost body. She didn't dare look down in case she saw her feet weren't there. When she turned and looked back at her solid body, she saw it standing demurely by the holly bushes, clearly too far away to be listening to anyone's conversation. As Tiffany stealthily drew nearer, she heard Miss Tick say, "But quite frighteningly precocious."
"Oh, dear, I've never got on very well with clever people," said Miss Level. "Oh, she's a good child at heart," said Miss Tick, which annoyed Tiffany rather more than frighteningly precocious had.
"Of course you know my situation," said Miss Level, as the invisible Tiffany inched closer.
"Yes, Miss Level, but your work does you great credit. That's why Mistress Weatherwax suggested you."
"But I am afraid I'm getting a bit absent-minded," Miss Level worried. "It was terrible flying down here,
because, like a big silly, I left my long-distance spectacles on my other nose.